SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Questions remain about motive in yesterday's shooting at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas. But FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas.
The shooter used a rifle to kill one detainee and wound two others in a transport van before taking his own life. Three of the nation's largest public school districts stand to lose $24 million after missing a Trump administration deadline to agree to change policies supporting transgender students. Grant money could be held back from New York City schools, Chicago public schools, and Fairfax County public schools in Virginia over their bathroom policies. The White House debuted a new exhibit. This includes a notable attempt to troll former President Biden.
The White House has issued a burst of social media posts promoting a new installation along the West Wing colonnade, the covered walkway adjacent to the Rose Garden. The new presidential Walk of Fame looks something like an Employee of the Month display, black and white portraits framed in gold of previous commanders-in-chief. Except for one, instead of Joe Biden's portrait, President Trump hung a photo of an auto pen signing the Democrat president's name. The snub amounts to the latest attempt by Trump to delegitimize Biden.
Correspondent Jennifer King. A federal judge has refused to reinstate eight former inspectors general who sued after the Trump administration fired them with no warning and little explanation in January. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group has made some changes.
Seattle Green Wave promotes abortion at the University of Washington, and it was planning a fundraising carnival that included a game where students could shoot photos of pro-life politicians with Nerf guns. The idea sparked outrage, coming as it did in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, and Seattle Green Wave has called off the game. A school spokesman says, quote, "The planned activity certainly did not represent the values of the university." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Alabama man who was 11 years old when his mother was murdered is seeking clemency for the man who did it. Will Berry cites scripture in his reasoning, saying, "I forgive this guy and I don't want him to die. Vengeance isn't for the state, it's for the Lord," he said. Governor Kay Ivey has told Berry she appreciates his belief, but says Alabama law imposes a death sentence for the most egregious form of murder. This is SRN News. A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels has wounded 22 people in southern Israel.
This attack marks a rare breach of sophisticated Israeli missile defenses. Those defenses have greatly limited casualties from such attacks. In the Gaza Strip, local hospitals say Israeli fire has killed more than 40 Palestinians. Meanwhile, President Trump's Mideast envoy expresses optimism over a new plan for ending the war.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump claims he was sabotaged at the United Nations this week and has the Secret Service investigating. The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events. First, the escalator he used stopped working. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech to the UN General Assembly. More details at srnnews.com.